Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neralto Era. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Aisha Kadur. I'm the Welcome Center Coordinator of the Multicultural Association.
There we go. What does Welcome Center mean?
So the Welcome Center is essentially a one-stop shop. It's where newcomers to the region can come and access information. So oftentimes when you're new to a community, you don't know where to go, who to speak to. Mm-hmm. So we're sort of there to help eliminate those frustrations and feelings of being overwhelmed.
Okay. So physically, where are you guys located?
Keanu College down the Recital Theater Hall.
Okay. Yeah, right in the back.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're like in between, you're in a back parking lot, like if they were to go to the Sports and Wellness Center, that's kind of where you would park and come and see you.
So like where the Arts Council is located.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the same facility.
We actually share a couple offices with them, yeah.
Oh, very, as a board member, you think I would know that? I didn't. Okay, very cool. If people wanted to sit down and meet with you, do they have to call ahead? Can they just walk in? How does that work?
Yes, we do prefer appointment only, just because I'm not always in the office.
Okay, so appointment only, and how can they reach out to you and get in contact?
Just call the main line. The main line is also the Welcome Center line as well.
Okay.
I'm really quick to respond.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Now, the people that would reach out to you, like you kind of said, like not everybody knows what's going on in Fort McMurray. I think what I've learned from this show in particular, when I first started filming this, I'm like, man, I'm born and raised in Fort McMurray. I know everything that's going on. But there's so much that people don't know about in the community. Even myself, I had no idea of anything that was going on, it turns out. So is it just newcomers that can utilize your service, or can anybody give you a shout?
Anyone, honestly, we welcome everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So if you had to give me the top three things that people in this community should know about, maybe newcomers or people who've been here forever like myself that they may not know about, what would those things be in Fort Mac?
Like what we offer. Mm-hmm. So the notary clinic, it is pretty popular, but I always promote it anyways. It's a free service. We offer it once a month. You can notarize your documents for free.
Really?
Yeah. Usually you have to pay like $80 per page.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. See, once again, didn't know that. All right. That's one.
Second one is we provide free bus tickets. So it's a first come, first serve basis.
How many bus tickets do you give out a month?
It depends on need, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, personal need.
Cool. All right. Number three.
Third one. If you just want to come and chat, I'm open to chatting.
Okay.
Some people are.
No, listen, you just opened up a can of worms, I think.
Sorry.
You're going to have some people, dude, just coming and chatting. You threw it out there. So, hey, be careful what you wish for.
It's true, but by appointment only.
Okay. Oh, that's a great service, though, especially for, like, newcomers or potentially somebody who's, like, a little bit older. Like, that would be a great service.
I will say, maybe for the third one, we do get, like, emails about job openings, and I always forward that to all my clients who said, put me on the list, please.
Yeah. So job openings at different companies or for the Multicultural Association in particular?
Different companies. Like, I'll get emails saying, oh, we have this job open, and I will just send it to the list.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. That's a great resource for people. Huge. Okay. How long have you been with the Multicultural Association?
It's been a year.
And how's your year going?
It's been fantastic. It flew by.
Yeah, no doubt. Busy.
Really busy.
Yeah. So how did you hear about the job opening, and why did you think you'd be a good fit for the role?
So I was just a fresh college student. I just had just graduated from my undergrad, sociology. I was just browsing on Indeed, and I saw Welcome Center, and it was like really aligning with my undergrad. Sociology is about communities, societal structures, people, like cultures.
Right.
So I was very intrigued because my minor is also anthropology, so it's a study of cultures.
Okay.
I was just drawn to it.
Yeah. I'm glad you told me what it was because I was just like, I don't know.
Blank stare.
I was just like, okay, cool. Where did you go to school?
McEwen University.
Nice. I also went to McEwen University. It was a college when I went there.
I heard.
So I've thought, I was like, man, maybe I should ask for like my certification back and see if it says university on there.
You can try.
So what was that experience like going to Grant McEwen University? Or it's not, it's just called McEwen now. McEwen University, not Grant McEwen.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. But beware of human traffic in the halls.
Yes.
It's kind of like a really large high school.
That's right.
You just mean like a lot of people, right? Nobody's getting kidnapped.
Yeah. Huge traffic. Like, cause the hallways are like this big, like so narrow.
That's right. Cause I don't think like when I went there, the volume of people going was not what the volume is.
They keep adding buildings every year.
That's right.
And connecting them with a pedestrian walkway. Or
that's
headway,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. So are you from Edmonton?
I was raised mostly in Fort McMurray, but I was born in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. So when did you move to Fort McMurray?
So we were moved to Ontario first.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would say maybe 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, so your formative memories are Fort McMurray then.
Yeah. I was raised here mostly.
Yeah. You were raised here. Yeah. So do you have dual citizenship?
Yes.
Nice.
You ever utilize it?
Not yet. Not yet. I went to apply for my passport and I lost my citizenship card. You need it to apply for a passport.
Right.
So I'm in the process of replacing that first.
Oh, speaking of which, my passport's about to expire. I need to get on top of that myself.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So raised in Fort McMurray. What high school did you go to?
Composite High.
Oh.
The right answer.
Why did you groan?
Because
you went to the wrong school.
What is it?
I went to Merck.
Oh, Merck. Okay.
He went to Comp. And so we have a competition of like, hey, and anyways, you just helped him out. So
I don't, Comp doesn't need help. Merck's the one that needs the help.
Comp's pretty old.
So what was your experience like? I have to assume if you went to Comp, you grew up downtown.
Yes.
What was your experience like growing up in Fort McMurray?
It was great. I met some of the best people here that I'm still friends with. Mm-hmm. Honestly, most of my childhood friends, I'm still like really good friends with them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, and I was exposed to diversity at a very young age. So I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah. It's huge. I took the word granted as an understatement. I just thought that everybody hung out with a multicultural group. Like growing up here.
Yeah, you think that, right? I know. It's like a cult. Oh, it's like a, I don't know, a culture shock, like a shock to the system when people don't have a diverse group, friend group, and are like, "Ooh,
it's crazy, right?" When I moved to Edmonton to go to school myself, and all of a sudden people were hanging out in silos, I was like, "What is happening here? This is ludicrous!" Like it was so foreign to me. And then when I would go and approach a different group, then the people that I was with were like, whoa, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to go talk to those people over there. They're like, no, you don't do that. And I'm like, I'm about to. Oh, and I'd go and I'd be like, hey, how are you doing? And like, it would be fine. Like, it wasn't a big deal. And I'd go back to like the cultural group that I was with and they'd be like, why did you do that? I'm like, why wouldn't you? And then I started to bring my friends because like, when you graduate high school, they come with you, right? And then they'd be like, you hang out with like all these people. I'm like, yeah, these are my childhood friends. We all grew up. These are my brothers and sisters. Like, and I'm like, that's weird. I'm like, you're weird. Like, it's something I totally took for granted.
Yeah, it's true. I felt the same way too.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Well, big ups to Fort McMurray and the multiculturalism. Tanner hit his phone though. So that means that he has his questions for the Max City Minute ready. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. But before we get to that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. You're the best. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty. Question number one for you today. What is your favorite part of being able to help out the people of Fort McMurray?
When I think it's like when they come to the office, they feel like overwhelmed. Like you can see it on their face. So when they're like, oh, I need A, and I'm able to like refer them to that an agency that can help them, or I'm able to personally help them, I can like, I really enjoy the, like the relief I see on their faces.
Yeah.
So it brings me great joy.
That's awesome.
Question number two. What is the most interesting cultural fact you learned from your time in anthropology?
Ooh, okay, maybe not a fact, but just a general like general overview is that there is no such thing as like a pure culture. Like it's everyone's a byproduct of a byproduct. All cultures are products of another product. Mm. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
When you're studying that, like there's so many shared similar traits. I feel more than there are differences.
Yeah.
When you're taking a closer look at it, mm-hmm. that it's like, oh, everyone's a product of a byproduct.
Right, right.
Question number three. What is one thing you think everyone should know is available for them in Fort McMurray?
This one's a little... Sorry, I have to think about it. There's a lot of things that come to mind.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe an employment agency that a lot of people don't know about is Career Leaps. They are able to help with full-time employment, and they might be able to help with tickets on site, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. I could be wrong about that, but they're a very understated agency. Like, mm-hmm. I always refer people to Career Leaps if they're looking for full-time work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really helpful.
Okay.
Question number four. What is one place you'd like to visit to further your anthropology studies?
Tongue twister.
Yeah, I was not trying to say anthropological.
Yeah.
Maybe Egypt, because it's like home of ancient civilizations.
And your final question. What is your favorite memory from Fort McMurray as a child?
The amount of events that are held here. Mm-hmm. There are lots of events, and yeah. I'm very grateful for that. Usually small towns are sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not Fort Mac.
No. Those have been your five questions.
There we go. So an event that's coming up in the very near future is the expo. So are you going to be participating? Well, I know the answer is yes. How are you participating in the Multicultural Expo that's coming up this Saturday?
So I'm sharing a booth with the Multicultural Association. So we were going to actually have a welcome fair separate from the expo, but we figured, you know, it's too close of a time and it makes more sense to include it as part of the expo. Right. So the welcome fair would have consisted of the nonprofit agencies who can assist newcomers with resources.
Right.
But we thought, you know, expo has higher, it generates a higher amount of traffic.
Yes.
And this way they can learn about the different cultural groups here as That's well right. as resources. So it's an all-in-one kind of
There we go.
Situation.
What are you looking forward to at the expo the most?
Food. Other
from working. The food?
Food.
There you go.
What,
which, like, I honestly, and my bad for not knowing this, I didn't know there was going to be food there. So I don't even know where to start. I haven't, like, looked at, like, the list of the vendors that are going to be there. Is there a certain food in particular that you're interested in having?
I mean, I'm going to go hungry that day. I'm going to go to the event hungry so I can, like, test out everyone's
food. Oh, okay.
I just,
okay.
yeah, I hate it, you know? I want to eat from everybody's
yeah.
booth.
Yeah.
That's the proper way to do it for a yeah. big meal. Whenever yeah. I'm having, like, a holiday meal or I'm excited for, it's just all day, no food, so I can just go in yeah. hard.
That's right. I'm excited because, like, it's how I got roped into being on the board for the Multicultural Association was I don't take part in the diversity of the community enough, even though I grew up here. And like, I take it for granted just because I have so many friends. I just go to their houses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But with my little boy, Keegan, I didn't feel he has that same type of diverse influence just because of not so much Fort McMurray, just because of how kids are raised nowadays. You're not just go out and figure it out. So I was like, how do I get involved? And then the Multicultural Association has all of these amazing events and activities that they can take part in. So that's cool. So free time, Fort McMurray, outside of your very, very busy work schedule. What do you like to do?
I like to watch shows in different languages.
Really?
I don't understand them. I just read the subtitles, but hey, it's a different perspective.
And this is Netflix that you're watching this on?
Or wherever what? I can find, yeah.
How did you get into this, like, hobby?
I have very diverse friends, so they would be like, hey, check this out, check this out, check out K-pop, check out...
Yeah, and so, do you find the movies are any good?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Okay.
A lot of American shows are based are actually remakes of Korean dramas or Turkish, et cetera, et cetera.
So it's not just movies you're watching, it's like television programming as well. Huh.
Are you telling me North Americans stole something from another culture? That doesn't sound quite right.
Yeah, it is true, though. Like, I remember back in the day, like, Survivor, that didn't start in North America, or even...
The Office. The
man, you read my mind, bro.
Yep.
You read my mind. So what's your favorite series that you're watching currently that's not North American-based?
None currently, because I had to swear off Netflix for a while. I'm actually doing a master's, so I had lots of homework.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. Okay, so what was it prior to swearing off Netflix?
The Glory.
The Glory, what was that about?
It's a Korean drama, and it's about bullying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's dark.
So, well, hey, listen. It seems like more ladies that I meet watch the darkest programming ever. So it's a thing, obviously. What are you currently studying?
Public health.
Okay, what is that like? That's a huge blanket statement. What does that mean, like, when you really delve down into it?
So health promotion. I want to practice preventative health care rather than intervention.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, preventing it from happening.
That's right.
Stopping it when it's, like, kind of too late.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So with your master's, where are you going through? Like, where are you going through?
What am I going through? Or, like, where do I see myself?
Like, which institute are you utilizing to get it?
U of A, University of Alberta.
Okay. And so you are doing it some there, some here, obviously.
Distance. It's a distance program.
My wife is going through one with the University of Calgary right now, and I find it fascinating how you can do it, like, remotely for certain components of it. Yeah. How are you finding that?
It's kind of overwhelming, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is this your first, like, did you just start this your first semester, or how deep are you in it?
First year, so second semester, yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch a little while ago, and I totally wasn't paying attention. So that means we're at the end of our time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'm obviously going to plug in the Welcome Center. Please check us out if you need help finding your resources.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.